night here. He lays on a decent ball here. Down goes Berrios. And we are going to the penalty spot. The Dallas bench all jumped up.
All right, welcome back to Soccer Matters here on ESPN 97.5. We roll on, and it's a great thing to know that tomorrow night the Houston Dynamo in action against the Philadelphia Union. Tickets at HoustonDynamo.com. Now, before the game, you go over to King's Court. That's the place to be in Edo. You can go in there, you can party with El Batallón, and you can march to the stadium. That's at 903 Hutchins in the shadows of BBVA Compass. King's Court, 13 monitors, all your soccer-watching desires. They have the Dynamo game on, but, of course, you're going to want to go to the game and be there live. Rooftop deck spectacular with a great view of the stadium. British and Indian pub-style cuisine, also a winner at King's Court. Get in there, say hello to Jay. It's KingsCourtHoustonTX.com. And with that, we bring in, a 14th straight in goal for Houston Dynamo now. He is Joe Willis. Joe, thank you for coming on the show.
Of course. Thanks for having me, Glenn.
Yeah, so this is, I'm looking when I'm preparing for the game last week, and this is a long string of consistency for you in goal, and I think it's the longest in your career. And there has to be some great benefit to playing consistently like this.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you get into a bit of a groove. You start building confidence the more you play, and things just start coming a little more naturally to you. So it's always good for any position, but especially a goalkeeper, to get a good run of games and try and develop that consistency.
He's Dynamo goalkeeper Joe Willis. Again, the Dynamo in action tomorrow night against the Philadelphia Union. It's the third game in 8 days for both teams, so it's been a very taxing time in Major League Soccer. With the Dynamo this year, there obviously has been a lot of rotation with players in front of you, and stability is always a good thing. Has it been difficult at times with differing center backs and players in front of you getting a chemistry? Do you have to look at those guys a little bit differently in the way they do things, and is that a challenge?
Yeah, I think it's always a challenge when you have guys coming in and out of the lineup, but I think one of the things that we focus on here is trying to worry about our team strategy and our team mentality. While we're training, we rotate guys in and out of different positions and playing with, different partnerships. And we have a philosophy that every player is bought into. So at the end of the day, it doesn't really matter who's playing because everyone knows what's expected of them and the way that we want to play as a team.
Joe Willis joining us here, Soccer Matters ESPN. 97.5. Again, we keep reminding you tomorrow night, the Dynamo Philadelphia Union, get out to that game. It is a very, very important game for the Houston Dynamo here. We're looking to pick up points before heading out to Portland. You know, the type of style of play the Houston Dynamo, you obviously commit people into the attack. You've got these wonderful wingers. Is it the type of style, though, and a tactical setup that means that you might have to be, very aware at times for things breaking out because, the Dynamo do push to score goals, especially at home. And there are times when you guys get caught numerically, which means a little bit more action for Joe Willis.
Yeah, definitely. Like you said, as a team, I think we enjoy getting forward. We commit a lot of guys forward. And our outside backs get forward a lot, too. So at times, for sure, we're going to be outnumbered or even numbered towards the back. So we can, there's always a possibility that we'll get caught on the break. But I think part of playing that way is understanding the risks and preparing for the risks. And the guys who usually are center backs and one or two of our center mids are always conscious that, at any time a break could happen. And it's all about reactions when you turn the ball over. And trying to win the ball high is also something that we preach so that, we don't have to do full field sprints to get back and defend. That hopefully we can win the ball in the other team's half of the field and just stay high.
Going into the mind of the goalkeeper with Dynamo goalkeeper Joe Willis, 14 straight for him. He's got three shutouts now, had the save of the penalty kick in the 1-1 draw against FC Dallas. We'll get to that in a second. So balls at the other end of the field, Ramel Kyoto, Albert Elise, Mauro Manotas, Martinez, they're doing their thing. What's Joe Willis in goal thinking?
Hopefully they score a goal.
That's a good one. I like that.
Yeah, but beyond that, it's trying to make sure that we're steady at the back. And like I said, when you commit so many numbers forward, there's always a possibility of the break. So it's trying to keep the guys who are still staying back organized and make sure that they're still tuned in and they're alert to any potential dangers.
So, Joe, when we were on the broadcast, we kind of made the point that Roland Lamont had to think about this penalty quite a bit before taking it. You know, you as a goalkeeper, are there signs? Is it the way somebody, his run-up and approach to the ball? Is it the way his hips are positioned? Are there little subtle things that you can pick up off a guy taking a penalty kick that can benefit you in goal?
Yeah, I would say so. I think at the end of the day, for a goalkeeper, it's usually an educated guess. You try and, you know, read what they've done in the past. You try and read the way that they approach the ball, the way their hips are lined up, what type of player they are, you know, all sorts of little things. But at the end of the day, you know, all your research and prior homework that you do could mean nothing, and they could do something that they've never done before. So at the end of the day, it's an educated guess, and, you know, sometimes you make the save and sometimes you don't.
Joe, did you have any sort of book on Lamar? Because I don't know if he's been taking a lot of penalties this year. I think Reto Ziegler had taken one before. Did you have any book on him, any ideas on him?
Yeah, we had a little bit of an idea of where he would go.
Okay.
We usually do some pretty extensive research on penalties, and Dallas was an interesting one because they have so many guys who have taken penalties in the past. So, you know, going into it, we weren't really sure who was going to be their guy. So we had an idea of what Lamar liked to do. And, you know, like I said, when you're in the moment, all that work that you do prior and all the preparing kind of goes out the window to a degree, and you kind of just go with what you're feeling in the moment.
Joe Willis joining us here, Soccer Matters, ESPN 97.5. This is a very interesting interview. I'm having a lot of fun listening to these answers from Joe, and I hope you are out there as well who are listening in. You go to your left. You keep your, you know, you kind of dragged your feet. You kept your leg in there, and you make the save a la David De Gea, right? Because he uses his feet and legs a lot to make saves. So that was maybe your De Gea moment, but we're going to call it a Joe Willis moment. Just talk about that, though, because you are going to your left. And, you know, these are interesting moments in goal because you're almost trying to just extend your leg and keep it there, right?
Yeah, for sure. You know, I tried to throw my hand to the right and take a little bit of a step to the right to make them think I would go that way. And when a goalkeeper does that, they usually give up a little ground to their left. So I knew I wasn't going to get all the way to the corner. But yeah, once I dove, I saw where the ball was going, and I just tried to keep my legs shut and make sure that it didn't get through me. And from there, you try and just get up as fast as you can and react. And fortunately, he, you know, didn't have the cleanest of touches on the rebound, and it kind of just rolled right to me.
All right, you've been training with Ronaldo Pena, and I'm sure he's been doing some finishing drills with you. Any insight you can give the Dynamo fans about the new young Venezuelan signing?
He's exciting. You know, he's a great finisher. He's got a good right foot. He's a lot bigger than I thought. You know, meeting him in person and watching him train, he's got good size and he uses it well. So yeah, he's going to be pretty exciting to watch.
How about a quick word on the Philadelphia Union, CJ Sapong, and some of their attacking options like Boric Doshel and Alejandro Bedoya? What about them?
Yeah, they're an interesting team. You know, they've had their ups and downs this year, but they're always dangerous. They have, like you said, they have Sapong, they have Picol, Bedoya, you know, certain players that can, you know, change a game by themselves. So, you know, you can never count them out. And they're also able to build well as a team and create goals. So, you know, it's going to be dangerous, but, I think, you know, we're playing well right now, and, we're excited for the challenge, and, you know, it's a game that we need to win, and we need 3 points out of this, so we're going to come out firing.
Joe, how much pressure do you guys feel now? Because, look, all these points are important. You've got one in your last two games. You do need points heading into Portland. I mean, this is an ungodly four games here in a very short amount of time. But you know, do you feel that pressure?
Yeah, I think, you know, you feel it a little bit. The way the MLS is these days, every game is important, and you can't look too far ahead. So we try and take one game at a time, focus on 3 points at a time. You know, we're obviously aware of the standings and what else is happening around the league, but it's a long season, and, you know, a lot of things can change over, you know, the course of 1 month or 1 week even. So we just, like I said, we try and focus on one game at a time and 3 points at a time, and just go from there.
Joe, best of luck against Philadelphia. Get out the training. Thank you so much for taking the time out to join both myself and our listeners.
Thanks, Glenn. Thanks for having me.
Always a pleasure. That's Joe Willis. And, boy, he's been great in goal for the Dynamo. It's been a lot of fun to watch. The huge penalty save on Roland Lamont to secure the point for the Houston Dynamo.